Jay and Mark Duplass, who worked together as the Duplass brothers, have been among the darlings of the Sundance Film Festival over the last few years. The two shorts and two features of theirs screened at the festival have won over audiences with their funny, endearing, naturalistic, low-budget style. And their latest feature, Baghead, is part horror spoof, part send-up of the indie film genre about four friends trying to make a movie during a weekend retreat in the woods. It opens today at the Landmark Sunshine Cinema in the AMC Empire 25. It is my great pleasure to welcome to this show Mark Duplass and two of the film stars, Greta Gerwig and Ross Partridge. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Much has been made of the fact that the film opened in Austin first rather than New York or Los Angeles. Why Austin? You live, Mark, you live in Los Angeles, and the two of you, the two actors here, live in New York. Why Los Angeles? I mean, why Austin?
Jay and I used to live in Austin, and we had some success doing that with our last film, The Puffy Chair. We decided, you know, we might open it up in some smaller markets like Austin and Portland, and in particular some places that we felt might share some of the sensibilities of the film. And more importantly, you know, the opening of an indie film in New York and L.A. is sort of this, like, you know, Machiavellian brutal experience where if you don't perform, I think like within the first 20 minutes, they just take your movie and throw it in the trash and burn it. And we hope that, you know, with a smaller movie that requires more attention, that, you know, maybe a word of mouth thing would help it before it hits the big dogs.
Has that worked?
Well, we will find out when the movie starts showing tonight, I guess. So.
You are in Austin, where there has already been an indie scene, so I guess they're open to this sort of thing. Ross and Greta, you're both relatively unknown film actors. How were you approached with the idea of doing Baghead? Greta?
Well, I had done Hannah Takes the Stairs, which was directed by Joe Swanberg, and
so are you the queen of mumblecore? There used to be people who are called the queen of indies, now the queen of mumblecore?
I guess so.
Sometimes she's the princess, sometimes she's the queen, and then when we're like really vulnerable, she's the mom as well. So she wears a lot of hats.
I think I'm the girl, so I get to rule the kingdom. And yeah, it was Mark Duplass played one of my boyfriends in Hannah Takes the Stairs, and he and Jay were trying to put together a cast for Baghead, and pretty soon after filming wrapped on Hannah, they sent me the script for Baghead and asked me if I'd do it, and I was very excited.
Was the script written with her in mind?
You know, we had written the script actually before we met Greta, but we always tend to tailor our parts to the actors once we cast them, and even beyond that, once we get on set, there's a lot of improvisation that happens in our films, so you know, the part changed pretty drastically once Greta got in those shoes.
So, Greta, is this character like you? I hope not.
No, she's not like me, but I was given a lot of freedom to do whatever I wanted with it, and Jay and Mark sent me some money and told me to go shopping for her, so I got to make her really fun wardrobe and decide how she talked, and I got to set, and they were like, sweet, perfect, let's go. This girl looks crazy.
And Ross, how did you get involved in this?
I met Mark and Jay at a film festival. I was working for a production company, and we had met at Nantucket Film Festival. And I saw their other film, The Puffy Chair, and I became a huge fan pretty much instantly. And we struck up a friendship that kind of just went on for some time, and they asked me to do it.
And it didn't bother you that you are the butt of the first big joke in the film?
No, I've been the butt of a joke before.
Mark, can you give us a synopsis?
Sure. Baghead is it's a movie about a group of four desperate, struggling actors who are inspired by the new wave of indie filmmaking. You know, pick up a camera and make a movie yourselves.
So Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, so they head out into the woods to try and write the next great American screenplay, only to discover that they have very little idea of what they're doing, and that there are going to be some complex relationship dynamics that are going to further complicate this process. And as well, there's maybe someone wearing a grocery sack over their head that could also confuse the situation.
Reminding us that this is a low-budget film.
Exactly. Very, very important.
Right, it wasn't Louis Vuitton luggage.
Yes.
Well, we have a clip here where Matt, played by Ross, decides that they're going to make this movie based on a dream by Michelle, who's played by Greta. Maybe we can listen to it.
He had this sack over his face. Hey.
Hi.
And it was like the scariest thing I've ever dreamt in my life.
What are you talking about?
I had this dream. I don't even know. What are you smiling about?
That's it. What?
The guy running around the woods with a bag over his head is killing people.
What are you talking about?
That's a f***ing movie.
What?
That's it.
Wait a minute.
No cars. No cars.
What happened? What is going on? What are you guys talking about?
I just had this dream about a guy with a bag over his face, and Matt thinks it's going to be a good movie.
And that's how great movie ideas are born.
Yeah.
Well, you're making fun of the whole indie scene by doing that. But how did this movie come about, the thought of making fun of that sort of thing?
I think for us, the key is not so much making fun of a scene as much as it is making fun of ourselves. And Jay and I have found that we have the most success when we're making art, when we're just kind of being self-aware and kind of, you know, looking at the ridiculous and funny things that we do in our lives as we desperately try to achieve our goals of becoming successful filmmakers, and just kind of put those up on the screen and then let other people laugh at them too. So it's less a stab at what's going on and more of being self-aware of what we really are.
Well, you had some success with your last feature, The Puffy Chair. So couldn't you have gotten a bigger budget for this film?
Yeah, there was a time where, you know, the studios are very interested in what we are doing. But at the same time, when a studio is interested in an independent filmmaker, it's often that they want to really shape that thing and make it streamlined. So Baghead is, you know, it is a comedy, it's a relationship movie, and it's a horror movie. And I think they saw Baghead as the potential for just a horror franchise. And we weren't as interested in doing that.
I've spoken to a number of independent filmmakers who've gone either way. Some said, oh, I took the offer from Hollywood because it gave me a chance to work with all of the toys that only a big budget film can get you. And others said, I was afraid of losing any control over my movie. You're nodding your head.
I think Jay and I are somewhere in the middle. We will be directing some of our films within the studio system, but it's only the people that are really willing to support the way we make movies. And, there's a middle ground of, you know, people like John Sayles have established a great tradition of, like, you know, working within Hollywood and doing the great things they do there and also taking that money and making their movies the way they want to.
Ross, in a film like this, as we said, there's a lot of improvisation. Do you prefer to work that way?
Especially now, yeah. Obviously, after working with Mark and Jay, it's been it's going to be hard going back to the traditional sense of filmmaking and sticking to a script and not as exploring as much as we had the luxury to do on their set.
Well, in a film like this, chemistry between the four actors is really important. That's something that can't be faked, can it, Greta?
I mean, no. Yeah.
Or are you really a great actress?
No, I am. I am a really great actress.
Of course.
No, I mean, I think that it is like most things that Mark and Jay do. I think that the acting on the set is a hybrid of chemistry that's actually happening and things that we need to get across to make the script work. And that's a really great middle ground to live in, to have. Both, you know, the luxury of knowing we're getting to a destination, but also having so much room to play and let natural things develop.
Because it was shot digitally and you could do incredibly long takes.
Right.
So you didn't have to worry about whether you got everything perfect immediately.
Yeah, I recently did my first film shoot with actual film, and it was terrifying because every time the film started running, I was like, it's money, oh no. I've never had that experience before.
Well, this is kind of in the Cassavetes school, isn't it? He was the first one to do that, where he just let the actors improvise and then worked it all out in the editing room. Is that what you did here?
Well, you know, Jay and I have been working a lot longer than John Cassavetes, so we feel he borrowed from us a bit in that tradition. Yeah, no, I think he's a big influence for us and even beyond the improvisation, the set being a place where your friends and your family are there, and everyone you're with, you love these people, and you guys are trusting each other that you can, you know, we're not making fun of each other. We're here kind of like using our own personal stories and experiences to create something that's hopefully, you know, just tragic enough to be funny.
Well, part of the fun here is that the audience is in on the joke from the start. So it isn't the same thing as we have to figure it out. There's almost like a postmodern aspect to this thing. You're making fun of something that's making fun of something.
Yeah, there's a bit of there's a bit of a meta quality to what this film is. You know, that being said, we've always tried to focus more on the characters and the audiences just feeling the characters as opposed to coming in and saying, look at this interesting concept and observing it objectively as one would a novel per se. You know, we try to just basically focus on the close-ups, watch the faces, and then let the story tell itself.
And does that affect the actors, knowing that so much of it is just their faces?
Well, I don't think we realized at the time how tight they are. I don't think we realized it until we actually saw it on a large screen. That, you know, my God, that's a big nose or you know, whatever.
Yeah, they light the whole, like when we shoot, they light 360 degrees of the space. So we have complete freedom to move wherever we want. So even when they're tight on our faces, it doesn't feel constricting in any way. Like I'm free to get up and walk around, and it's not like I have to hit my mark.
Yeah, it's more like theater that way, in the sense that just wherever we want to go, wherever we want to roam, it's we have freedom to do whatever we want.
I mentioned mumblecore before, the new style, but this isn't a mumblecore film.
I'm glad you said that, because we tend to agree, you know? We tend to feel like...
Not that much mumbling here.
Not that much mumbling, you know? We share some sensibilities
in
that.
We have some core.
Yeah, we have some core.
It's more hardcore.
Yeah, it's hardcore, yo. I think the movie, you know, yeah, we have some improvised dialogue and you know, we shoot on digital video, but this is a very plot-oriented movie. It's working within a genre, and, you know, we like that train headed towards the depot. We like that people know the story is headed somewhere.
So. Although some critics have said that this style is appropriate for the YouTube generation.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Do you think, was that something you were thinking about, or is it to some degree, because you come out of that generation yourself?
To be perfectly honest with you, our style developed purely out of function, and it developed a lot earlier than anyone started saying the word mumblecore.
Or YouTube.
These movies are
or John Cassavetes, for that matter.
Exactly. That guy's been ripping us off for years.
Still.
It just came out of digital video is cheap. We tend to work better when no one is around, and we can focus on our actors. So let's try and make a good movie that way.
How do you and your brother work?
We are,
Do you write together?
Yeah, we do pretty much everything together. I tend to focus a bit more on the front end of the movie, where, you know, the writing and the producing is happening, and Jay quality controls there. Then we direct together, and then the back end of the movie, Jay tends to focus, and I do a little quality control there.
Greta, you have another film coming out, Nights and Weekends?
Yes, I co-directed that and co-wrote it with, Joe Swanberg, who's also in it, and
so you're getting into directing as well.
Yeah, a little bit. But Jay Duplass, who couldn't be here today, makes a cameo appearance in it. So look out for that, Baghead fans.
And what about you, Ross? You have another film?
Not right now. I'm actually I'm a writer as well, so I've been spending a lot of time writing. We just got back, and Mark and Jay did another film called Dodecapentathlon that I helped out producing wise. So I kind of go into different directions.
And Mark, this film is done after how many years of work?
It's been around for a couple of years, but these movies, they tend to get done pretty quickly. Cause
even the editing, which seems to me would have been
rather
difficult.
The edit takes a while. Yeah, the edit is much like a documentary, so that takes a while. But yeah, we're on post on our new movie, and I've acted in a couple of movies over the last year, and I have a 6-month-old daughter, so that takes some time.
I want to thank you all, Greta Gerwig and Ross Partridge, two of the stars of Baghead, which is being released by Sony Pictures Classic. Mark Duplass, who is co-writer, co-director, and co-producer. The film opens today at the Landmark Sunshine Cinema and the AMC Empire 25.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.